The whole earth is filled.
You love.
burst in the color at the speed of light. Freedom shaking up the atmosphere as the shadows fade into nothing as the day appears. Beyond the skies above, love reaching out.
You guys would just take a couple minutes to say hi to one another, and then we'll jump into the last song. All the poor and powerless, all the lost and lonely, and all the thieves who conquer.
place. I know that you are holy. I know that you are holy. And all will see now. Hallelujah. And we
Oh,
You guys go ahead and have a seat. We're going to have James come up.
Let's try that. Oh, there we go. I'll try that again. Good morning. All right. Hey, who survived Thanksgiving? Everybody here, I guess. All right. Did you put your tree up? Anybody? Oh, I like it. I like it. That's great. It is Christmas time in this church, in this community, and that means next week, there will be a tree over here. One of the things we do every year as a church is we give to someplace collectively. So over the years, we've given to missions and to Turning Point and different things like that. This year's holiday giving has two particular places in this local community. We're calling it Community Cares, and we're giving to two particular places. So next week, when you come in and there's a beautiful tree over there, let's see if I can do this. There will be these tags on it. And these tags represent the warming center in Shelton. Has anybody been to the warming center, served there? Great. Amazing place. And they are doing an excellent job meeting real practical daily needs. So they give food, shelter, they give showers, clean bathrooms, all with the heart of providing opportunities to move into a healthier life. We love this place. And so on that tree next week, you can pick up a tag and buy just really practical needs. I'm going to read a couple. Things like socks and underwear. What a great way to love people like Jesus loves people, to provide clean underwear and dry socks in this torrential nonstop downpour, right? You can buy things like sleeping bags, tarps, flashlights, backpacks, all those kind of things. Next week, grab a tag. You'll purchase it, bring it back in, and we'll give them at the end of the month. The other place we're donating to is we're collecting money for something that's kind of a new entry into this community. And let me give you a little bit of the heart behind it, and I'll tell you what it is. For the last 3 years or so, Pastor Jake and myself and staff, we've been looking at ways to try and love our community, to reach the lost in our community, to reach into places maybe we don't have the ability to just reach into. And public schools are one of those places. If you've been involved in public schools at all, it is challenging, right? It's a challenging place. And we have so many teachers in this church, outside this church, that are out there educating, working hard, and we wanted to just see how can we love them. Well, then the pandemic hits and kind of shut that door. So God has been leading us as a staff and pastors to a way that we can love some of them. And he put on our hearts to care for the Shelton High School teachers and support staff. So we'll be collecting money to give them a gift card and words of encouragement as they come back from Christmas break. And here's what I just want to say. Everything is complicated these days, right? Can I get an amen? Everything's complicated. We want to love these teachers, particularly this year at Shelton High School. And you may ask, why Shelton High School and not Mountain View, where my wife teaches? And the honest answer is, we have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. And that's where our hearts were drawn, and we want to care for them, and we've heard stories of a tough year. So we're going to be collecting money together as a church and then giving them gift cards and words of encouragement together to just bless their 2022 New Year start. Can we do that together? All right, great. Well, hey, that's next week. This week, I'm so excited because I get to introduce you to a pastor from Haiti. So I'm going to introduce you in a moment to have Pastor Kelly come up, and he's sharing the word this morning. And Pastor Kelly has been a pastor in Haiti for 20 years, serving in the Christville area. He's an administrator at Christville School, which so many of you have been supporting and giving to. Some of you have been there on missions. Pastor Kelly's down there, and this guy loves Jesus. This guy loves the word of God. I asked him to share a little bit about himself, and he said, no, I just want to share the word of God, so I have to share. He's out there traveling. He's building up other pastors. He's spreading the gospel. He's building the kingdom. He's down there doing the work of a Christian and a pastor, and we're so blessed by him. And Pastor Kelly has a unique connection to this church. Besides Christville School, he knew Charles when he was a younger man. I tried a lot to get stories about Charles as a younger man, some like dirt on Charles. He said no. Well, Pastor Kelly's going to come and bring the word. Come on up, Pastor Kelly. Can you guys welcome him? Charles is going to do some translating for us, and I'm going to pray for you guys as we get going. God, I thank you so much for these two men. Thank you for your work in their lives. I thank you for your spirit moving, and I thank you most of all for you. Lord, may your word get into our hearts and our minds and our souls and impact our lives. Pray your spirit moves in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I'm so happy to be here this morning. Before I go ahead into the word of God, I would like to say thank you to each one of you this morning. 7 years ago, and I remember I was here. And I was here to talk to some of you and then share some stories with the situation we have in Haiti in Christville. And then you guys respond very well. You guys offer everything you could to pay the teachers, to help build the school, and also help people build some houses from the earthquake. I don't have any words to explain how thankful we are about all those helps. But I know the blessings from the kingdom of God.
Merci pour participation.
And thank you so much for all your participation.
Especially merci pour participation maintenant.
And thank you so much for this special this time this morning. Because on this December coming up, we're going to have at least 6 weddings. Those people with nothing, we're going to help them to bring them from the sand and bring to God. And I show up here and talk to some of you about the needs, dresses, and then shoes for the wedding. And then I have more than I asked for.
Merci en pile.
And thank you so much.
Que bon Dieu capable bénir nous.
And then God will bless with each one of you this morning.
Et nous allons rentrer dans ça qui est plus important maintenant.
And now we're going straight down to the word of God. This is the most very important thing.
C'est dans Matthieu chapitre 25.
And Matthew 25.
Et verset 1er.
And the first verse.
Rivé dans verset 13.
To 13.
The
subject this morning, how to live your life while you're waiting for the return of Jesus Christ.
No.
Go ahead. And then I'm going to try to read for you.
Royaume ciel l'assemblée avec 10 jeunes filles qui t'ai préparé l'ampio pour aller rencontrer monsieur marié.
So the kingdom of God is about 10 ladies about to go to meet the groom. And then 5 of them was crazy, if I use that word. And then the other 5 was really the wise women. And then they were the crazy one. They did not carry any oil with them. And they were the one with the wise women.
Yo prend lamp yo avec l'huile.
And they have the lamp with oil with it.
La mitan la nuit.
And in the middle of the night.
Comme Monsieur Maria te prend pile temps pour arriver.
So the groom took forever before he show up.
Dormi prend tout.
And then they were falling asleep.
And in the
middle of the night,
and there
was a scream over the night. And everybody's screaming, he's the groom.
And then
let's go meet him.
And
all the 10 of them get up
and they're
getting ready and grab the lamps.
And then
they were the ones, the crazy one and the wise one, grab the lamps.
And then the
5 1 asked, they were the 5 wise ones who had enough oil, get us some to put on ours.
Because
we don't have enough.
And then
the wise one responds, we don't have enough for ourselves.
Oh, you
better go somewhere else to buy some more oil.
And then
when the groom shows up,
and then
the 5 was ready,
and then
he go to the place with them,
and then
the door was closed.
Peter,
and later on,
retourne,
and then when the 5 shows up,
dit, Seigneur, Seigneur,
and then they knock and then say, Savior, Savior,
ouvre pour nous,
and then open the door.
Répond,
and then he answered,
map dit nous ça,
and I'm going to tell you that.
Mais pas jam konne nous.
And I never knew you.
Rete donc vigilant.
And just be vigilant.
Parce que nous pas connait ni qui jour.
And then we don't know what day.
Et ni qui l'est.
And then what time.
Fils de l'homme la vie.
And then the Son of God will be returning.
Frère avec Semio.
And then my brothers and sisters.
Passage ça nous saute li là.
The passage we just read this morning.
Li parle nous de 10 jeunes filles.
And then talking about the 10 women.
C'est une parabole.
And this is just a parable.
Une parabole.
And a parable.
C'est une histoire.
That's just a story.
Qui une histoire métaphore.
This is a metaphor.
Qui a un symbole là-dedans.
And it have some symbolic.
And, it's, images,
and then there's some kind of image to explain to you.
Qui cache de elle,
and then there's those images, you can't see them.
Y un enseignement moral,
but there's a moral message behind
et
it.
Y un enseignement religieux.
And then also with a religious
alors,
behind
par
it too.
Du jeune fille,
and then the parable of the 10 women.
Li représente l'église.
So that represents church.
Alors que matin,
and then this morning,
nous get trois points, nous allons voir avec
so we're going to see 3 phases.
Premier point,
and the first point is,
soyez sage.
And then be wise.
Deuxième point,
and the second one,
soyez vigilant.
And be vigilant.
Et troisième point,
and the third one,
fidèle jusqu'à la mort.
And be faithful until death.
Alors que parabole du jeune fils a yo,
and then the parable of the 10 women,
qui représente l'église de
and Jésus that represents the church of God.
Parabole la dit nous comme ça,
and the parable said,
and the
10 women just went forth to meet the groom.
Dans le temps passé,
and the time back in the day,
c'est comme ça mariage te kon fait.
So that's how people get together to get the wedding.
Ouais, une jeune fille remel,
and then you see a young woman you like,
ou akot papa ou,
and then you go to the mother or the father.
Ou dit papa,
and then you say to the father,
moi ouais, jeune fille ça m'en remel.
I see that really looking good lady, I love her.
Mande parent pour moi.
And then go to ask for me. And that's what you call when you are about to become that person, your fiancé.
Après fiançage là,
and then when that happened, and then the guy who's going to get married just left.
La vin marié avec fia,
but he's going to come back and get married.
Et you, fia pap kon ki lè la vini.
And but the woman doesn't know when he's coming back.
C'est ça que fait.
And that's why.
Fisa,
and then the lady,
toujours préparer radio,
so she has to be always ready to have her hands ready, very clean.
Parce
que, because she doesn't know when the guy coming back.
Ça, Jésus-Christ utilisé matin,
that's the same thing Jesus used this morning
pour faire nous comprendre,
to make you understand.
Nous devons préparer
and then you have to be ready
pour retour de Jésus-Christ.
For the return of Christ.
Les dix qui sont là-dedans,
and then he said there's 5 of them.
Qui était fou.
And then they were kind of crazy, if
mais
I use that term. But there's only 5 of them.
They
were really, really smart ones.
Dix jeunes filles, ça,
and then the 10 of them, my brothers and sisters,
l'église de Jésus-Christ.
So that's representing the church of Christ this
ça
morning.
Dit,
and that's mean
gen moun ki an dan l'église.
There's people in the church today
qui a chanté,
but they singing.
Gen moun ki an dan l'église.
There's people in church today
qui prêché,
and they preaching.
Gen moun ki an dan l'église.
There's people in church today
qui dirigé,
and they're on stage.
Mais yo pa fait partie l'église de Jésus-Christ.
But they're not a part of the
Matin
church of Christ.
Qui est souillé.
But this morning, I don't know who you are.
Est-ce que c'est 5 folio?
Are you one of the crazy ones?
Are
you one of the smart ones?
But
it says in the Bible they just get up.
pour y aller rencontrer monsieur Maria.
So to meet the groom.
Yo prend lampe avec yo.
But they took the lamp.
Parce que monsieur Maria vini à minuit.
Because the groom supposed to show up at midnight.
Parole bon Dieu dit nous comme ça ferme avec Seigneur.
But the word of God say that my brothers and sisters.
Six sages yo prend l'huile avec yo.
So the five smart ones, they took oil with them.
Et yo allé avec réserve.
And they took some reserve with them.
Mais six folio yo.
And the five crazy ones.
Prend lampe avec yo.
They just took the lamp only.
Mais yo pas allé avec réserve.
But it did not bring enough for later on.
Ferme avec Seigneur.
My brothers and sisters.
L'huile dans la Bible.
The oil in the Bible.
Get trois choses yo fait dans la Bible avec l'huile.
So there's three different things the Bible shows how to use the
dans
oil.
Dans l'Ancien Testament.
When the Old Testament.
Yo qu'on utilise l'huile.
So they used to use oil.
Pour yo onctionner roi yo.
To auction the kings.
Yo utilise l'huile tout.
They also use the oil.
Pour guérir malade.
To heal the sicknesses.
Mais la partie ça.
But on this specific occasion.
L'huile ça représente le Saint-Esprit.
But that all represent the Holy Spirit.
Qui dans la vie nous.
In your life.
Alors que donc en six sages.
But the five smart women.
Yo prend l'huile en réserve.
So they took some oil for later on.
Yo dit comme Messie Marie a pris temps pour venir.
But as you know that the groom took time to show up.
Dormi prend yo.
So they just fall asleep.
Dormi prend yo.
Keep sleeping.
Ça veut dire mes chers amis.
So that means, my friends.
L'église de Jésus-Christ.
So the church of Jesus Christ.
Gen moun ki la dan li.
But there is people inside.
Qui a vivre selon volonté bon Dieu.
They just live by
mais
God's
moun ki la dan tout.
But also there is people living in the church.
Qui a vivre selon désir pa yo.
But they just live for themselves.
C'est cinq folio.
So that's the five crazy ones.
Qui a vivre selon volonté pa yo.
So they just live for themselves.
Comme les poutardés.
They just kind of like being retired.
Yo fait ça, yo voulez.
So they just do whatever they
c'est
want.
Même Jean Jodia.
But that's the same for today.
Apil moun ap di.
And a lot of people said.
Depuis sou grand-parent yo.
Just on my great heritage.
Yo di Jésus Christ ap retourne.
The men said that Jesus coming back. Jesus coming back.
Il pa jam vini.
But it never shows up.
Am ka pran plezim.
I'll just take my time.
M ka fè sa m vle.
I will do whatever I want.
M pa ti moun ki rete ak pastor.
But I'm not living with the pastor.
Mwen se grand moun.
Because I'm an adult.
Kòm se pou mwen.
I have my body.
Mwen fè sa m vle.
I can do whatever I want with it.
Men ap di sa mate.
But I'm telling you this morning.
E pou ap vini.
But the groom is coming back.
Un jour pa atin.
Well, one day you will never know.
Un jour pa konnen.
But that day you will never know that one.
Li di nan verset sa li di nan mitan la nuit.
Verse 6 in the middle of the night.
Yon vra rele, yon vra pete.
And there was a voice cry.
Mais monsieur Maria.
And then the groom is coming.
An al rencontre.
Let's go meet him.
Cinq sages yo leve.
And then the five wise ones.
Lamp yo tap pete, yo pren gaz yo te gen, yo mete la lamp yo.
So the lamp was about to fade out, but they add more oil because they have some reserve.
Mais fol yo pa gen.
But they were the one, they did not have enough to keep adding.
Yo mande sajo pou yo pataje sa ou gen avèk.
But they did ask the other ones, can you please share with us? They said no, they can't.
Ah, wap di sa se pa l'amour.
And then he will say, well, that's not love. That's not caring. But remember that.
Ki gaz sa, l'huile sa.
But the oil, the that represent the Holy Spirit.
M pa ka pataje cet esprit avèk.
I can't share the Holy Spirit with you.
Nou chak moun gen cet esprit atin chak moun.
The Holy Spirit just use each one of you in different way.
Ça veut dire,
what that mean?
Salut à personnel.
The kingdom, the
salvation.
The kingdom, it's for each one of you individual.
Nous pas capable partager ça.
You can't share that.
Chaque
because
it's
spiritual.
Chaque monde doit faire for pay.
Because you have to do it in your own way.
Pour recevoir la vie qui va bien finir.
To receive the life forever from Christ. But this morning, be wise.
Psalm 92, verse
12. Moses said,
Seigneur,
God, please teach us how to follow you. Teach us how our life is short. Show us how to count our days. Because we can use our heart to be wise. But in Proverbs 19 said, but being afraid,
c'est le commencement de la sagesse.
that's the beginning of the being wise.
Ça veut dire l'orgueil crainte pour bon Dieu.
So what that mean when you kind of fear of God?
Ça veut dire ou faire ça bon Dieu m'en fait.
So that mean you do what God asks you to do.
Ça veut dire marcher selon volonté bon Dieu.
That mean you walk by faith.
Deuxième point matin.
And the second point this morning.
Soyez vigilant.
Be vigilant.
En Haïti,
in Haiti,
nous gagnons une bête, pas connait si Charles Catherine dit nous gagnons bête ou les pintades, un oiseau.
We have a type of bird which I don't know how to say in English, so you will skip that.
C'est un bête qui vraiment vigilant.
So these birds kind of really, really always kind of ready anytime to escape. So when this bird sleeping, just sleeping one leg. So people usually go to hunt. They always have a hard time to hunt those kind of type of bird. Because those birds are always ready to take off. But my brothers and sisters, in Matthew 11, 12, and it says that since the John Baptist time, the kingdom of God is a big war, a big fight. So those people have to know how to fight will be able to make it. Those are the people who are really, really vigilant. Sometimes you have to be more vigilant even to yourself. So that means that there's some stuff you can't do. So when you're really vigilant, so you control yourself. When you're somebody who's really vigilant, so you don't touch what's not yours. So if I'm somebody who's really vigilant, so if I'm a pastor who's really vigilant, so I'm here today, so you give me funds and all the help.
Okay,
but I say, oh wow,
parce
I got all the stuff. Because Christ is not coming back anytime soon. And I took everything. And I just do my own thing with it. Because I said that Jesus is not coming anytime soon. But that means I'm not vigilant. So while I'm stealing all the monies, and in the middle of the night, and then Jesus shows up. So what I'm about to say, so what I'm going to do,
et ça fait dans Matthieu chapitre 7 verset 21 à 23.
So Matthew 7 21 23.
Son verset me en pile.
This verse I'm afraid of it.
Son verset me en pile.
Because I'm really still afraid of it.
Il dit c'est pas tout le monde qui dit Seigneur Seigneur.
Because it says not everybody who's saying God God Savior Savior.
Cap rentrer dans royaume ciel là.
Going to have chance to go to the kingdom of God.
Mais c'est monde qui fait volonté bon Dieu.
But it's those who following God will.
Mais verset MP verset 23.
And that's the key point I'm afraid of, verse 23.
L'an dernier l'an jour ça les Jésus-Christ va retourner.
And see, on the day Jesus Christ coming back.
Gen monde qui bral dit.
And then some people are going to say,
Seigneur, c'est là, non, oui, m'ta prêché.
And then some people will say, God, I was preaching under your name.
C'est là, non, m'ta opéré miracle, oui.
I was doing some miracle in your behalf.
C'est là, non, oui, m'ta fessé, si m'ta fessé là.
It's under your name I was proclaiming your words.
Qui est-ce qui prêché?
And then who was the preacher?
Pastor.
Pastors.
Qui est-ce qui dirige?
And then who is the leading worship?
Ou même. Qui est-ce qui fait miracle?
And then who is the miracles?
I don't know.
We back on it. I don't know. Who's doing all those things?
Ça veut dire le dernier jour ça.
So that's when the last of the day.
So
there will be some pastors who will be kicking out of the kingdom.
Because
there will be a lot of people who will say, I was doing all those things under your name, God. But none of them was done on God's name. And that's really, I'm afraid of that. If I'm going to be kicked out in the kingdom of God. And then I would like to each one of you to think about that this morning. And think about your life. So if the day is the day that we lift up, go to the heaven.
Est-ce que nous prêts pour nous aller?
Are you ready to go?
Est-ce que pas gen la vie des choses cachées?
Do you have something in your life it's hiding inside?
M'pa konnen.
I don't know.
M'ge dwa prêcher la m'pa bon.
I can be stand up here and preaching. That doesn't mean I'm good.
La vie me doit avoir des choses cachées là-dedans.
Because I could have some stuff in my life hiding
inside.
People in my area don't even know.
Mais m'a dit bon Dieu connaît la vie.
But I'm telling you that there's a God know everything.
Matin son l'est pour réfléchir.
This morning is the time for you to think about that.
Jésus-Christ dit m'a venir t'aller comme ça.
Because Jesus said that I'm coming back
anytime. Revelation chapitre 22 verset 11 à 15.
Revelation 22 What the verse?
Verset 11 à 15.
11:15. And it just said that I will be just very shortly. So I'll bring some gift and then some will crown with me. To give each one of you. And what you deserve. Depending on what you have done. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready to go meet Jesus halfway this morning? But my friends, when you are somebody who really vigilant, you
are
always ready and waiting.
1
Peter 3:14. And Apostle Paul said,
pendant n'attend Seigneur,
while you're waiting for Jesus, do whatever you can
pour venir joindre nous.
To be meet with him.
Sans défaut.
With nothing.
Sans tâche.
No doubt.
M'a dit nous ça, mes bien-aimés.
I'm telling you that this morning.
Une bagaille pour nous connaître en tant que chrétien, capitaine Jésus-Christ.
One of the things we need to know that while you're waiting for Jesus.
Nous l'on bataille.
So you are in a war.
Et ça fait le dit, royaume ciel là c'est monde qui connaît gourmet qu'à rentrer là-dedans.
That's why I say that in the kingdom of God, it's those people who knows how to fight will be able to make it.
Premièrement, on va gourmet contre Satan.
So the first thing that you fighting against the devil.
Qu'a voyer des idées négatives, qu'a faire gain des choses qui pas d'accord avec volonté bon Dieu dans la vie.
Always all the time sending some bad idea, some bad thoughts in your head to make you do something to just make you fail. And then also, you are fighting against the body. That's your own idea, desire.
L'apôtre Pierre dit ça dans 1 Pierre chapitre 2.
Apostle Peter said that in.
Il dit frère avec Seigneur m'a exhorté non.
I said that my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you that.
En tant qu'étranger sur la terre.
And while you passage, you are a passenger on this earth. So you have to keep fighting from all the desires inside. Always fighting against you. So you have a lot of desire inside of you, always fighting that against the will of God. And then all of you young women and men, you have a lot of desires inside. So some desires that put you in place, you do things you don't want to do.
Désir pour faire que donc pour aller à faire des relations avant le mariage.
So those desires push you forward to do some kind of go to some activities before marriage.
Désir à gourmer avec vous.
Those desires always fighting inside of you.
Paul dit,
so that's why Paul said,
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10.
Ephesians 10, 11.
Prends toute zame bon Dieu bay yo.
Carry all your armors so that way you can fight against the devil. My friends, you're fighting.
Nous besoin Jésus-Christ.
So you need Jesus.
Veillez, c'est prêt pour présenter devant Jésus-Christ.
So be careful that when you show up to Christ that you're ready.
La 2 Timothée chapitre 2 verset 15.
2 Timothy 2:15.
Paul dit.
Paul said.
À Timothée.
To Timothy.
Fais fort.
Do whatever you can.
Pour présenter devant bon Dieu.
Do your best to represent to God.
Comme un serviteur.
That's a good servant.
Qui pas gain rien pour reprocher.
With nothing to him to blame you for.
Vous connaissez mes bien-aimés.
You know that my friends.
Vous connaissez un jour.
And that one day,
that
you're going to come forward to Jesus Christ. So he's going to do some kind of type of evaluation of your life. Pastors,
Jack,
all elders,
croyant,
and people who seem claim themselves believers. That Jesus is going to ask some questions. You have to report about your life. And then you remember that the parable of the three talents. So what did you do with what God gave to you, your gift? So what did you do? Did you make it to work?
Jesus-Christ dit,
and then Jesus said, when he's coming back,
chaque monde pour présenter devant,
each one going to present to him. So to do evaluation of your work,
ou même pasteur,
you pastors,
moi pasteur Kelly,
also me, Pastor Kelly,
I'm
going to come forward to Christ.
Pour poser une question.
He's going to ask me a lot of questions
for
all the
comment
work done in Haiti.
Yo?
How did I manage those people in Haiti?
Et ça fait Paul dit à Timothy encore.
That's why it says, Paul said to the Timothy,
prêche la parole.
Keep preaching the word of God.
Convainc
them.
Tente met bon, met pas bon.
Doesn't matter what time the weather is.
Moun met fâché, moun met pas fâché.
People can be happy, unhappy with you.
Prêche la parole.
Keep preaching the word of God.
Prêche la parole.
Keep preaching the word of God.
Parce que un jour,
because one day,
nous va présenter devant mon Dieu.
You're going to present forward to God.
Un jour, mes bien-aimés,
one day,
poser une question.
God going to ask
qui
you questions.
Ça, t'es fait sous terre?
What did you do while living on this earth?
Qui ça, t'as réglé?
What were you doing?
Ah, m'ka fait semblé.
Ah, I can do whatever I want.
Pasteur pas connaît ça.
The pastor doesn't know anything about
mais
it.
Mais bon Dieu connaît.
But I remember
Paul
God knows.
Paul dit dans 2 Corinthiens 5 verset 10.
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10.
Faut que nous toutes,
all of you must
présenter,
represented
devant bon Dieu,
forward to God, before God,
pour juger,
to judge,
selon bien,
depend of what you do
pendant ça.
While you live on this earth.
Alors que mes bien-aimés,
my friends,
cinq sages,
the five smart women.
Yo te vigilant.
So they were really, really vigilant.
Non seulement yo te prend gaz.
Not just they took oil with them.
Yo mette l'an lamp yo.
To put on the lamp.
Mais yo te allé avec réserve.
But they took some reserve with them.
Pendant que donc.
Meanwhile.
L'an mitan l'an nuit.
In the middle of the night.
L'ay pour apparaître.
So when the groom shows up.
Yo te pari.
So they were ready.
Alors que c'est même bagay pour nous matin.
Because the same thing for you, all of us this morning. So you don't know when Jesus is coming back. While the five told the ones who want some, go find to buy some oil. And that was the same time that the groom shows up. And then he took those ones who were ready. And then the Bible says,
et la porte fut fermée.
When the doors close.
Mes bien-aimés dans le Seigneur.
My brothers and sisters.
Il y a trois portes dans la Bible.
There is three doors in the Bible.
Il y a deux déjà fermés déjà.
There is two already been closed.
Vous rappelez la porte déjà de Eden?
And remember that the door of the Garden Eden.
Que il était fermé pour Adam avec Eve.
So was closed for Adam and Eve.
Vous rappelez des portes en bateau de Noé?
And remember that the door from the ark of the Noah.
Que bon Dieu était fermé les Noé était rentré.
So that door was closed after Noah went in inside the ark.
Matin arrêté au seul porte.
This morning there is one door left.
C'est la porte de la grâce.
So that's the door of the grace.
Porte ça pas qu'on ferme.
So the door of grace still open.
Pour tout le monde.
To everyone.
Qui veut.
Who wants.
Bon Dieu son bon Dieu de grâce.
God full of grace.
Il veut sauver matin.
He wants to save you this morning. My friends, there's a lot of people in church. They're sleeping spiritually. Do you know what the devil has done? So he put some kind of stuff to distract you. So you don't think about God or Jesus coming back. So the devil make you sleep spiritually. So you're sleeping in sin. It looks like it's normal. It's like nothing. So that's for myself. So Jesus said, specifically Paul,
alors il prend exemple en m'a prend même exemple là en Corinthiens chapitre 7.
So I'm going back with Corinthians 7, the same example.
Il dit comme Maria pas pour lui.
It says that the body of the groom does not belong to himself.
C'est pour madame lui.
So it's for the wife.
Maria pas qu'à faire salve avec col.
So the husband can do whatever he wants.
Ça veut dire Maria pas qu'à prendre col pour aller bon l'autre fil.
So that means that the husband cannot use himself with a different woman.
Les de même tout confie à pas pour lui.
So the same for the wife, her body is not belong to herself.
Li appartient à Marie li.
So it's belong to the husband.
Mais ça veut dire fille a pas qu'à prendre col pour l'autre garçon.
So that means the wife cannot go left the husband behind and go somewhere else with a different man.
De même l'église est le corps de Jésus-Christ.
So the same for church, that's the body.
Paul dit ça en 1 Corinthiens chapitre 3 verset 16.
So the same Paul said that in 1 Corinthians 13,
16.
Because it says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Paul didn't back up and call ça.
So Paul said that I cannot take that body.
Pour mal vivre dans l'immoralité avec.
So to go live in immorality with it.
Il dit tout le monde qui crase temple bon Dieu.
And then says that everybody will destroy that temple of God.
Bon Dieu qui pour craser le tout.
So God going to destroy you too.
C'est ça dit dans 1 Corinthiens 3 verset 16.
So that's exactly what it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Temple c'est pas ça.
So the temple is not the building.
Et pas ça Jésus qui ça vient chercher.
So it's not the building Jesus coming back to take with him.
Chercher moi même avec.
So Jesus coming back to take me and you. So we can spend a lot of money in the buildings. That's good. But is that what God's looking for? What have you done in your life? Have you painted your life? That's what I want to think about that this morning. Me also, I'm thinking about the same thing too. If Jesus show up right now, will you be ready? Do I have some stuff in my life I need to clean out? Just thinking about yourself, do a little evaluation in your life. The last part I want to close with. Be faithful until death.
Dans Révélation chapitre 2 verset 10,
Revelation 2:10,
c'est une parole que Jésus-Christ a dit à l'église Smyrne.
That was a message Jesus said to the church of Smyrne.
Et dans l'époque ça,
in that time,
l'église était en bas gros persécution.
So there was a lot of the church was really really persecuted.
Tu go empereur l'empereur Néron.
So there was a king, emperor Néron.
Il a persécuté l'église.
So he was one of the guy really really after the church.
Et l'église Smyrne c'est une petite église.
So the church was really really small location, a small church.
Mais l'église a été consacrée là bon Dieu tout bon vrai.
But the church was really really focused on God.
Cherché bon Dieu.
So they were looking God's presence.
C'est vrai une petite église.
So yes, it was a really small building, a small church.
C'est vrai ils pas gain corps.
So they did not have that much finance.
Mais ils avaient Jésus dans la vie.
But they had Jesus in their life.
Ils ont souffert en pile.
So they were suffering.
En bas empereur.
Suffer from the emperor.
Ils ont persécuté.
So they were persecuted.
Mais Jésus-Christ ba eux parole ça.
But Jesus gave them that words to keep.
Soyez fidèle jusqu'à la mort.
Be faithful until death.
Soyez fidèle jusqu'à la mort.
So be faithful till death.
Frère avec Samuel matin.
My brothers and sisters this morning.
Frère avec Samuel matin.
My brothers and sisters this morning.
Moi pas connait qui l'en persécution nous y est dans pays ça.
So I don't know what kind of persecution you have.
Moi pas connait qui ça n'a sibi dans pays ça.
So I don't know what are you going through.
Moi pas connait qui ça va passer matin.
So I don't know what you have in your life this morning.
Mais Jésus-Christ veut dire matin.
But I'm telling that just saying that
fidèle jusqu'à la mort.
To be faithful until death.
Quel que soit problème moi traverser.
So whatever the problem you have in your life. So whatever situation you have in your life.
Quel que soit sac ou traverser matin.
So whatever things you're going through in your life this morning.
Jésus-Christ dit
so you just say, be faithful until death. So he will bless you.
Jésus-Christ dit à l'église Smyrne.
So Jesus said, so he got the control of the situation. So he got the control of the situation.
Mais bien-aimés dans le Seigneur.
So my brothers and sisters this morning,
malgré le corona,
even though the corona is still around.
So
even though terrorists going around over the world. Even though all the criminals over the world. But I'm telling you this morning. Christ telling you that this morning. So he got the control this morning. So don't be afraid. Do not discourage. Don't cry. Jesus got the control this morning. So say that again. Be faithful until death. Be faithful till death. Because everybody have the fight. So he's not going to erase your name on his book. My friends this morning, Jesus coming back very, very soon. So whatever you see going on in the world, so that's when the sign of Jesus Christ coming soon. So there's the two doors already been closed. So the door was closed after the five women come back. They keep knocking on the door. So the groom said, I did not know who you are. But they were part of the church. So how come Jesus said, I don't know them? So they used to be preachers. So they go every place in the world. So they give offerings. So how Jesus said, I don't know who you are? Because they have some stuff in their lives. They hide it inside. That's why, to terminate with the message this morning, so it says that I don't know what day the Son of God is coming back. That's why be faithful. Be careful. Keep watching. So when Jesus is coming back, so that way you can be ready. My brothers and sisters, this morning, I don't know. Maybe I might come back. I'm going back to Haiti. I don't know if I will see any of you again. But I wish this morning, if we ever have a chance to see one another again, but we will see in the heaven. That's the hope. We will see again. At that time, there won't be any corona. There won't be any terrorists to destroy us. So there won't be any gangs in Haiti. There won't be any bad sickness. There won't be any cancer killing us. My friends, in Revelation 21, the word God of said that there won't be any sickness anymore. There won't be any bad things anymore. Everything will be just disappear. Oh, what's the great day that will be. So I'm telling you that this morning, I'm hoping we can see one another again. You ready for the returning of Jesus Christ? Are you ready this morning? God bless you.
You guys ready to close out with a good song? All right, let's stand.
You're not the only, we are all the same. It's all you've got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Whoa. Said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall, and He so loved the world, He sent His Son to save us all. Said amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. Yeah. And all the people said amen.
All right, well, you guys have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.